Hello, Monster Hunters. Did you know that on Sunday, August 7th at 7 p.m., we are going to be doing a live stream on the OneShot RPG Twitch? Now you do! Join us for CEJ's D&D OMG, where we are going to see what one of CEJ's regular D&D sessions looks like, featuring some very special guests and a lot of 2006 fashion choices. Find all the fun at twitch.com/OneShotRPG.
This is a letter from Derek Fleifer to Barb Wexler. It was returned to sender and never arrived because the envelope just said Barb Wexler on it. Dear Barb, this is Derek Fleifer. I'm writing to you from Canada. Have you ever been? Very fun place. A little bit colder, a lot nicer. I made friends with geese and also moose. Did you know that maple syrup, the stuff you buy in the grocery store, comes from maple trees? I did. I've known for years. Many years. Anyway, I'm writing to you because I'm not supposed to be here at all. I was actually sent to go get you because Susan's in trouble and everyone thinks you can help, and I believe you can too. Did you know there's no stronger bond than family, and in particular siblings? You came from the same place, you shared the same lives from an early age. It's kind of a magical thing. In many ways, you are the same person with slight deviations. Anyway, Susan's turning into a baby. Gotta go. Bye.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of seraphic sins and cherubic chiding in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I'm playing Angel 1218. And yes, I was created in a lab.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain, and I'm playing Bubble, Angel number 406, but you can just call me Bubble.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alan Linick, and I played Derek Fleifer, the Divine. And Derek Fleifer's been fused with a turkey, although in some versions of the universe, we would say he's been fused with an ottoman.
Hi, everybody. My name is Claire Linick, and I'm going to be playing Joey Jammies. Fun fact, freckles aren't angel kisses. They're knocks against you.
Hi, everyone. I'm James D'Amato, and I'm playing Chadriel, an angel unnumbered and unranked. Also, a lot of people say that they have a guardian angel, but I'm your personal training angel. So pop out 10 squats right now, bud.
Where we left off, the gang was dealing with Susan's de-aging process and all of the calamity taking its toll on the towns of Haverford and Mystery in Mystery County. But also, Derek, your turkey instincts got the best of you. You joined a flock of geese heading north. You landed in Wild Goose Beach, Ontario. Even though it's the end of summer, geese normally fly south for winter, not north. It's a little confusing, but you've been there. I think it's been a couple of days. How are things for you in Ontario?
Well, pretty good. We spent a lot of time out on the lake, just kind of like floating around and honking at each other. And I did meet some people that way, and they gave me bread.
Okay. Did you look human when they gave you bread?
Oh, yeah. We had a great conversation.
Yeah. So a couple of well-meaning Canadians took pity on the American just floating around a bunch of geese and gave you a sandwich.
Yeah, it was great. They're actually in training for the Olympics.
Oh, very cool. Now, have you continued to habitate near the geese, or have you gone into nearby Thunder Bay or...
Well, they invited me after their training for the day. They like to cut loose at the local karaoke bar. Mm-hmm. So they did invite me to come and hang out and like do some honky tonk numbers down there. And that was really fun. But the geese get nervous if I'm gone for too long. So I always come back for the night to like squat on the grass and pretend to sleep.
Great. Well, it's another such night. What was your big song at karaoke?
The Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, great. Yeah. And did you pick that or did somebody pick that for you?
Someone picked that for me, but I know all the words.
Do you just know all the words to all songs?
I helped in a different version of the universe. I helped Billy Ray write this song.
Great. That was your chore that time through.
Yeah, I spun Muse on the chore wheel, yeah. And jump-started the careers of Paul McCartney, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Doja Cat.
A much earlier Doja Cat. Yeah, I love it. Great. Well, yeah, you make your way back to the beach. The geese are all there. And as you go to settle down for the night, you notice there is an extra goose than there was before.
Oh, cool. Hey there, little goose. And I kind of like, boop.
Yeah, it waddles over to you and it opens its mouth and out of it says, "You have been summoned."
No!
"We are calling a thingy to discuss your chore non-compliance, Derek."
I take off flying, but I get slowly pulled into the mouth of the goose.
Yeah. Yeah, just the light section of the goose. You get pulled through and you find yourself, this is obviously not your personal interdimensional space. This is a shared angelic space. Do you want to describe it for us?
Yes, it is just, it's kind of like when you look into a kaleidoscope and you start turning it and it just is like this ever-changing, like fractal geometric colors pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like you're constantly zooming in on a really colorful fractal.
Yeah, forever. You're just forever zooming in. It is true. That is the space you're in. You see all of the angels present in this fractal space. The eyes, the shadows, the, you know, feathers, everything just sort of a conglomeration of parts and pieces and senses. But there is like a open space there in the center where you kind of land. And there are a few key figures there. You see the in front of you, Angel 1218.
Hi.
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 You see Bubble.
Hi.
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 You see Joey Jammies.
Hi.
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 And standing next to you is Chadriel.
Hey.
Whoa. Chadriel.
And you're all there. Yeah. And as you know, what you heard from the goose, the angels who've called a thingy, which is what the angels call any like collection of the, again, just to cover, angels operate on an anarchist collective model. Everybody is equally omnipotent, essentially. And so the only way to really do things is just through loose group consensus. So anytime the group needs to come together to consensus on something, they call it a thingy. Often this is like chore wheel picking stuff. When the universe resets, there's that brief microsecond between universes where the angels all come together, have a thingy, pick their chores from the chore wheel. The last time you were at a thingy would have been the last chore wheel round, which was for you keeping Crashly safe, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well, it started out as watching.
Yes. Your time before that was you were supposed to watch over the universe, and specifically like the United States. And then when you all changed the universe and had it start going forward instead of resetting from zero, you got a new assignment. And that one was
to keep Crashly safe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To prepare her for her role and protect her at any cost. And so it hasn't been that long since you were at a thingy, but it's rare to be the center of a thingy such as this. So you're a little confused, I imagine. Well, I don't know. Are you confused or do you have a sense of why you're here?
I've been avoiding other angels for a long time to not do this. But I suspected eventually it would happen.
Yeah. And that's when, as you know, with something like this, it's only happened once before that a thingy has been called around chore noncompliance so openly. That was around Satan. So you look to your left and seeing Chadriel standing, left being a relative term in a non-dimensional space, you see Chadriel next to you, and Chadriel introduces himself in his role.
Hey, Dirk, first of all, honor to meet you. in like the context of like knowing who you are after meeting all your friends. It's really lovely.
Well, certainly you didn't meet all my friends.
Well, I met, you're right. You're right. That would be a lot. But I did meet some very important friends of yours, and I met them several hundred times over many different time loop iterations, and they always had nice things to say about you.
Oh, that's so nice. I really like your chaps.
Hey, thanks. I just wanted you to know I'm going to be playing your devil's advocate today. First of all, don't worry. It's just a name. The only reason it's called that is because the only other time we've had to do it, obviously, is when Satan fell for the first time. So that's why it's called that. But this is the second time that it's happened. So what are the odds that could happen again? You know?
I don't know. Maybe next time you'll have to be a Derek's advocate.
Probably not, but wow.
Derek, that was good.
I know, I've been hanging around a lot of really funny teens.
I haven't laughed in like a decade.
And that's when you realize that the three angels in front of you, again, front being a relative term, 1218, Bubble, and Joey Jammies, are probably your listeners. Within the angel collective, a listener is essentially someone there to listen to both sides of an argument, throw out their own opinions, basically be kind of as impartial as one can be, just there to help build consensus so that it's not just one-on-one, because that's so easy to hit loggerheads. So they're there to sort of just help sort things out and try to figure out what's going on in this little call to action that's happening. The thing of it is then, Derek, you know, for this to even happen, there needs to be an aggrieved person, someone who steps forward to stand for the grievance that has been aired.
Excuse me.
What?
Oh, sorry, I said excuse me because I kept saying.
Bless you.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Bless you.
So I'm sorry.
And then you hear, Bubble, you and everyone else here as making their way from another space, you hear, bless you. And Derek, you look over and see Roma Downey.
Oh, no.
And she says, I've called you all here because I have deep concerns about Derek Fleifer and his chore non-compliance. And I believe it's time we have a thingy about it.
But Roma, I tried so hard to get in contact with you.
I know. I have all of your letters as proof of your non-compliance.
And all of you angels suddenly all know every letter that Derek has ever written to Roma Downey.
Oh, wow. Derek.
Some of these are filled with beautiful poetry.
And Derek, what have your letters to Roma Downey been like?
They definitely happened within the podcast.
It's true, yeah.
I don't remember, to be honest.
I got it.
You do?
No, I said you got it.
Oh, I thought you said you got it. Do you know?
No.
Just remember. Hey, Alan, just remember things.
Yeah, just remember things from two years ago.
No, it's happening.
No, don't remember the last 2 years.
He's remembering.
I remember everything.
Oh, God.
It was just a lot of like, hey, here's what I've been up to. Isn't that wild? And like, what would you do if blah, blah, blah? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like hypothetically, if I knew the universe was going to continue, even though it's not supposed to, it's a lot of like really, really obvious, like Dear Abby style advice seeking.
Yeah. And so Roma is like, to the listeners of the thingy, I want to introduce my first concern. Derek's chore noncompliance with Susan Wexler.
Ooh, yes. Spill it.
Wow.
Is Bubble a gossip angel?
Bubble really does like to hear gossip, yes. Like in a loving way, but like, yes, it's just fun. And so this is a fun job for her.
Yeah, omnipotence must be really helpful with that kind of.
It is, but it's really about hearing people's tone of voice when they describe it. Because, like, I know the information, but like, I want to know the feelings.
Yeah. Do a lot of your conversations go like, "Did you hear that?" And you go, "Yes, but tell me."
Yes, exactly. but tell me again.
And Roma does. Roma then goes on to describe, I'm going to be sparing with my Roma Downey accent to try to keep it all the time. But Roma, just to lay out for everybody what Roma describes, Derek, as we already established, your chore 2 times ago was watcher, and you were supposed to watch over things. And what Roma says is, and part of being the watcher is the warner, to warn us of any deviations from the universe as it's intended to be. And Derek, you watched Lila create Susan Wexler, and you said nothing to the rest of us. And then you watched Susan Wexler create a bundle grob, and you said nothing to the rest of us. That was your chore, Derek.
That is true. Yes.
All right, we solved it.
And I turned to...
Wait. Objection. Objection. If I may. If I may.
You may. You may.
Of course.
Yeah, please.
Do we all like the universe?
Yes. I love it.
Let's agree. It. Yeah.
It's fantastic. I live there.
Yeah, exactly. It's where I keep most of my stuff. I keep a good portion of my stuff outside the universe.
There's so many good smells there. Like all of you, I'm sure. It's smart.
So many bad smells too, though.
Oh. Yeah, well, but good and bad smells are both kind of equally enjoyable.
I was a smeller for 2,000 years.
You got smeller? You're so lucky.
We pick our own chores.
Roma, could you remind me, just so I'm up to speed with where you are, the decision to create Susan Wexler and, ironically, the Bondelgrob, didn't that result in the universe continuing?
It's true, it did.
Okay, so that was a good thing that was meant to happen.
Well,
cool.
No, cool. Here's the problem that I have with it, is it did cause the universe to continue on, but we had all made a choice to stick with the original programming of having the universe reset after 2005 and start over. That's what we all agreed to.
That's true. And Roma, in my defense, I didn't think that a Susan and a Bondelgrob appearing would change that. So I, from my perspective, I was just like, oh, look at this. And it's just going to, you know, it'll go away anyway.
But your job is to watch for...
right, Bubble?
Did you just not want to do your job? Or, like, what was going on in your head?
Okay, Bubble, I tell you a secret?
Oh my God, yes.
Bubble, okay, I'm going to tell you the secret. Okay. I picked Watcher on the chore wheel because I heard that it was the easiest job.
Easy. Oh my God. Y'all, did y'all know that Derek chose Watcher because he thought it was the easiest job? Like,
get out.
What?
Get out.
Who does that?
And I wasn't going to say this, but Derek might have been Watcher, but Bubba was assigned Talker at that time.
What?
So, like, shouldn't she have told us?
Wait, what?
I feel like a lot of accusations are getting thrown back and forth.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wait a second. But why is... I'm confused because Joey Jammies made the accusation, but I thought that 1218 was the accuser this time around.
I am. That's right. Hey.
I'm sorry.
And please call me 1218.
Wait. I thought that Roma Downey was the complainer this time.
Yeah.
Didn't Roma Downey?
Yeah, and I thought there was going to be snacks.
We all thought so many things, but.
And none of us are thinkers. Wow. To think we're going against our job types. Maybe we don't have to listen to the wheel anymore.
No.
I am down for that resolution. Are we all agreed?
No.
Oh, darn it. So close, 1218.
If we don't follow the wheel, then we're demons.
Right. We live in a community.
But what if we decide that we aren't?
What?
Let him finish.
No, that was it.
Derek, you know as well as any of us that the only difference between an angel and a demon is demons don't do the chore wheel. They don't help out their community or the greater existence. They only care about themselves and following their own interests.
If you want to be a demon, just say you want to be a demon and go be a demon.
Right. No hold one on.
Hold on, Roma. Hold on, Roma Downey. Let's pause there for a second, because on the one hand, you're right. Demons don't follow the chore wheel. I, as many of you know, have spent the last couple weeks watching over a wayward member of our community, the devil.
The devil! Don't say his name!
I miss him.
It's absolutely right. He doesn't follow the chore wheel. But to go as far as to say that they only care about themselves, I think that's flatly inaccurate. And that sort of perspective is the reason that so many people have opted to leave our community rather than participate and serve one another.
It has been hard doubling, sometimes even tripling down on the chore wheel because of so many angels leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Derek Pfeiffer is an unfortunate member of our flock because he is someone who selected a chore because he hoped it to be easier.
Easy.
Now, we all know Derek, but like easier relatively to other chores, you know.
Yeah, I know.
In previous loops, Derek Pfeiffer helped bring us such memorable stars as Doja Cat.
Doja Cat!
That is hard work. So to want to take one cycle, just kind of chilling it to observe, I don't think is so bad. The problem is it's spun out of control, right?
Yes,
because
control.
So many angels are off being demons and inevitably getting in relationships with Susan Wexler.
I mean, if you're saying, yes, we need to work on burnout in our community, that is true, undeniably. Do we need to recruit more from the demons? I've been saying that for a long time. Lots of people disagree. But there are, you know, procedures in place. If you don't feel like you can do your chore wheel duty, you just have to ask for help. And Derek never did that. He Derek licked his duties.
Okay. Bubbles.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's really good. That is very good.
Really good.
I'm putting that one on the wall.
Thank you.
I do like that one. Yeah, put that one on the wall.
I just
wall.
Want you to know I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. That was very good.
I'm also proud of you, Bubble.
That was really good, Bubble.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
As devil's advocate, I would like to argue that hundreds of letters could constitute a cry for help.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. That's a really good point.
Did
Roma?
You ever help him, Roma?
Yeah, Roma, what was your response to those letters?
Well, to be fair, Roma's job wasn't helper. It was actor and daytime Emmy Award winner.
That's right. I'm here to be an inspiration, to provide hope for the humans in their times of need, usually around 5 p.m. when they're doing laundry.
Now, Roma, may I ask, did you ever enjoy that?
Oh, yes.
Not during sweeps week.
That's true, Derek. But yes, at other times I did. I hosted SNL.
It seems like you did something, you followed your joy a little bit too.
Well, yes, I did, because I picked a chore that I knew I would enjoy doing.
But doing that chore stopped you from being able to help.
No, I didn't pick a help chore. I picked an inspiration chore.
Oh, yeah, because that's right. I forgot that angels are kind of just supposed to rigidly stay within their roles and never help anyone outside.
Listen, I'm fine being, you know, you're right. I didn't do as, I was not as great a community member as I should have been.
She admits it.
And I see that, and I'll acknowledge that.
Cool, yeah.
Now, Roma, may I ask, is it true that your show finished in 2003?
In this iteration of existence, no. It's actually been established already that I am still, my show is still on the air.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Did you hear that?
I had similar concerns. Normally, my show does end in 2003, but for some reason, Susan Wexler's existence caused my show to get extended instead of canceled.
That's true. And if I may say, Roma, the shows really seem to run out of gas towards the 2005 season.
And so you didn't answer the letters, and Susan being alive meant you got to keep your job.
Wow. You benefited.
Yeah. But, I'm not arguing. I'm losing the accent. Let's see.
You can talk in your real voice if you want to, Roma. You don't have to do that Irish accent.
The cameras are off.
I like
the
this
cameras
voice.
Cameras are off.
No, it's who I've become. I mean, listen, I understand. Yes, I identify. Wow, totally lost it.
Roma, you
can't help it, Roma. You're becoming the real you.
Do it, Roma. Do it.
Fine. Fine, I'll use my real voice.
It's beautiful.
I like what I do, yes. And I'm not saying that I haven't been perfect, but I have tried to do my chore. And I have never not done my chore. Derek has not only not done his chore, he's not done his chore, and then he didn't get a new chore.
That's true.
Right.
That is true. You didn't get a second chore.
Oh,
a
wow.
third chore, yeah. He was supposed to protect Crashly Grenadine, right?
Right. Yes.
As far as I know.
And we all know that that was up until she finally made her own sacrifice. None of us blames him for her passing. That was all part of the plan.
Yeah.
Can I ask you all something?
Uh-huh.
Yes, of course. You're not on trial.
In your infinite lives, have you ever been confronted with the horrible pain of failing at a chore? Not just not doing it or having to do it with seemingly no end or conclusion, but knowing beyond all knowing that you couldn't and that you failed.
Joey Jammies is going to put their mini arms on Derek and look them in the eye and just go, no.
No.
I
didn't think so. Wait, you do?
I was supposed to be Josh Safdie's muse in Uncut Gems.
Oh.
But then someone else did it.
Who was it? Who did it?
I don't even want to say her name.
Did you say, wait, in what?
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems?
Yeah. Uncut Gems. I was supposed to be his muse. And you know what? It just didn't work out. And I took another chore. Because that's what we're supposed to do.
Right. You need to go back to the wheel. That's my chore, to make sure the wheel spins.
It felt bad, Derek. I get it. It felt bad. And for a couple of days, I didn't get out of my cloud. But then...
So Bubble, for a couple of days, you too didn't select a new chore.
But Derek, we all take some time between chores. Sure, a couple of days maybe or whatever. You... When your chore finished, and personally, I would argue that your chore, you did succeed at. You protected Crashly until she chose to sacrifice herself, and you wouldn't take that away from someone.
I wouldn't, but it hurt. It hurt in a way that I, 1218, I can only describe it as the pain you felt being made in that laboratory.
Oh, the box was too small that they put me in, and that's why I was square for the first millennia of my life.
We've all made mistakes, we can all agree, but Derek, you then spent the entire summer hanging out with Crashly when she came back.
Hanging out?
That's true. And what is a summer but a blink of an eye? What is a year? Maybe 10, but a blink of an eye to beings like us. Maybe, I mean, if it's acceptable that we take some time between our chores, then as long as I draw a new chore, we're all good, right?
Are you going to do that now?
Good question.
Gulp.
Wow.
Bring out the wheel.
You're standing behind it.
What? Oh, it's right behind me this whole time?
Yes.
Oh.
In a manner of speaking.
Wow. Look at that.
Wow. 1218, you've done a really good job lubricating the wheel because I'm not even hearing it turning.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I use part of myself as grease. I won't say which part.
Very well. I will spin the wheel. And then when it stops, I'll just pick. I won't pick what it stopped on, but I'll pick the one I want.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As is tradition.
As is tradition. It's like when you flip a coin in the air and you say,
heads, we have Chinese, tails, we have pizza, and it lands, and you look at it, and you see that it was heads, and you say to yourself, did you wish it was tails? And then you know what you actually wanted.
It's a really good trick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Helps you know yourself.
All right, Derek, so you are going to roll on the chore wheel?
Yes.
Is anybody opposed to Derek rolling on the chore wheel?
He seems willing to me, so.
I like it.
If that's what my buddy Derek wants, that's what he should do.
Helping people is the only thing that interests me. And human beings, I've got to tell you, the difference between watching and actually really going down there and like living there is so big. The things we're missing by being up here. I mean, Roma knows she's on set 5-10 hours a day every day.
Wow, every day?
Yeah, most of it in my trailer.
Roma, but hasn't that experience of just directly interacting with them, not just as like blips that flit by so quickly, but as real beings capable of thoughts and feelings, hasn't that changed you?
Well, you have to understand, Derek, that I am a celebrity, so I don't really experience human existence the way that a normal human would. So I actually still kind of experience most humans as blips below my awareness.
I have a question based on what you just said too, Derek, although that was very interesting. Roma, I'd like to try being a celebrity sometime. It didn't work out last time. But do you
with the Safdies?
Yeah. Do you like Crashly? Is that what this is all about? Like,
Oh,
I was going to ask if you ever ate a marshmallow, but now that's my question too.
Oh, I was going to
answer your question first, Bubble. I have had a marshmallow.
I'm not Bubble. I'm Joey Jammies.
Yeah, wait. I asked if you
Bubble's
like
question
Crashly.
Was the Crashly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you are Joey Jammies. Joey Jammies.
Pointing doesn't help on this podcast.
Joey Jammies.
Joey
yes.
Jammies is a fourth wall angel.
Always.
Joey Jammies, I have eaten a marshmallow, and I'll tell you this. I've even had one that was toasted, and it was melty and soft, and it tasted amazing, and it didn't even bother me that they used to be made out of pig bones and horse hooves.
What? I'm made out of pig bones and horse hooves.
We know, 1218.
That
you're made out of just a piece of everything.
Am I an angelic marshmallow?
Oh.
The only way to find out.
Eat me.
I consume 1218.
Oh, wait, what the fuck just happened? Wait, what?
I have eaten
Derek.
Him.
What the fuck?
Spit him out.
He's a marshmallow.
Spit him out.
Spit him out.
I turn myself inside out so that now instead of him being inside of me, I'm inside of 1218.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Well, now you've eaten a turkey.
That was good. I understand the whole holiday of Thanksgiving now.
Sorry I freaked out.
It's all right. I did tell him to eat me, but I meant it as an insult at first.
I thought so too.
And then I was fine with it happening. Oh, 1 second.
Oh, you should spit him out.
Sorry about that, everyone.
That's all right. It was comical and fun.
I do have one concern, Derek, with you spinning the chore wheel.
As long as it gets me out of answering that Crashly question, I'm totally down for it.
Oh, right. No, yeah. Well, it actually kind of relates a little bit. Because, Derek, the other thing is when you helped those humans make the universe go on and start resetting at 2006, you gave up your angelic form to just be in your human form, right? And then when Crashly passed, you eviscerated your human form and took back your angel form. And then later, when you found out about Crashly being around, you retook a human form mixed with a turkey. So there's been a lot of take-backsies that you've been doing, and I have concerns about your willingness to follow through on anything.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, right. Hold on. Chadriel grabs a chair, spins it around backwards, and sits down in it.
Now, that was awesome.
I seem to recall...
Yeah, all of the angels, the whole chorus of angels.
Aww.
Amazing.
Can we? I'm going to be real with everyone for a moment. I seem to recall another person who had a divine presence and then adopted the form of a human being.
Oh, no.
And then retook the form of a divine presence. And then I think adopted the form of a human being again. That part gets confusing.
Depends on which book you're reading.
Yeah. The point being.
Who was it?
Joey Jammies wasn't around Earth at that time.
Oh, God. It was on the tip of my tongue. I do remember this guy.
I do too. He was super ripped.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he was like very, very toned abs, extremely toned abs.
Is it me?
Oh yeah.
He had that little hat.
He really started some shit though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did.
It wasn't his fault.
Actually start a bunch of stuff but also wasn't his fault. I think maybe that's my point. Is that maybe he started a bunch of stuff that it wasn't his fault. This isn't the right way to sit on a chair. I don't know why I interrupted. I'm sorry, everyone.
Wait. Maybe we all get a time down on Earth.
What? For real?
Starting with Joey Jammies.
Joey, you can literally pick an Earth chore anytime you want. The spinning is just tradition, but like...
Yeah.
You can pick
Joey,
it.
You're the only angel that always goes with what you roll.
I know.
You're a scamp, but also you stick to your guns.
Yeah.
Can I just, because now I have a very specific image in my head and I either want it confirmed or completely dispelled. What does Joey Jammies appear as?
Joey Jammies is like a little teddy bear. Aww. That's wearing jammies.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. And I guess we didn't actually go through that. We know what Angel 1218 looks like. And we know Chadriel looks like the fourth Hemsworth. Or are you in your angelic form up here?
In my angelic form. Okay. Which is a collection of abs and biceps. Yeah.
Yeah. Bubble, what do you look like?
Oh, gosh. Bubble sometimes looks like a beautiful iridescent bubble and sometimes looks like, you know, like a Mormon Instagram influencer on the beach kind of look.
Yeah.
And other times, you know, like angelic form. And I think right now is kind of going in between, depending on which we'll get whoever she's talking to like feel more comfortable talking more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Great.
Yeah,
Joey, if you want an Earth chore, you can, I mean, again, we can get new chores anytime we want.
Well, this is a little different than an Earth chore, though, because what happened to Dirk is that he lost his angelic form and some, incidentally, his powers in pursuit of pursuing his last chore, which caused him a great deal of pain and distress that brought him to new understanding of humans are.
That's sad.
Well, and it's also a little bit about, like, I don't want to go here, but personal responsibility, Derek. Like, a little bit. You could just, like, have then chosen to come tell us you were having a hard time and you didn't. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't get another chance, but I do kind of understand Roma's.
Yeah, just tell us what was going on outside of the hundreds of letters that he did send to one of us.
I mean, again, he didn't come to the group. He just came to me and he tried to make it all my job, but I already had a chore that I'm doing. So I'm not saying that I couldn't have. I mean, I did. As soon as I realized the scope of this, I called a thingy together for us all to talk about it.
And it does hurt my feelings a little because I know that my job, like chore job, is listener. But that could also mean listening to like gossip. Everybody knows that about me. Like I love to
listen.
You're
so good at gossip.
Well,
I mean,
we're also like omniscient now that I think of it. Mm-hmm. So everybody did see and know what happened to Dirk as well.
Yes.
Oh,
Chadriel,
no.
I appreciate it. But
that's a good point.
If everyone has some kind of punishment or some kind of something in mind that would be fitting to what we feel like I did wrong? Because I know I did a bunch of stuff wrong, and I wouldn't have been hiding and running if I didn't think so. So if there's something you want me to do or something you want to take away, I agree.
I know.
What is it?
What?
I get down on one knee to look Joey Jammies in the eye.
Derek has to take Joey Jammies to Earth.
I actually don't hate it. I don't hate that.
And I can help.
Joey, I would love to. And I have an offer for you.
Yeah.
I learned how to do something that I don't think we're supposed to do. And I am now not just Derek Fleifer, but I am also a turkey whose original name was... If you'd like, Joey Jammies, you can join us and we will be as one on Earth.
I think I'm out.
Wait, are you bundle grabbing?
Oh, we should talk about you taking over a turkey by force.
Yeah.
For the record, the reason I chose a turkey was the turkey was into it.
What?
That is true, yeah.
Because I did try to bond with a man, and he said no. And what happened? I didn't do it.
You didn't even try?
With a man?
He said no.
Yeah, he said no.
He was pretty much a no, and I respect that. I need informed consent.
Yeah, right. That's basic. Not,
I guess I don't need it, but like I would never. Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
That's serious. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Derek, you've also not answered my really important question about Crash
Time
yet.
To spin the wheel.
And
well, no. We all get to give you a fun punishment, I believe was the order of the day.
Oh, Derek, wait, I thought we were agreeing on one punishment. Oh, yeah. No.
I'm uncomfortable with the word punishment. I'm uncomfortable with that word.
Derek, we can't give you a punishment.
Right, but I readily accept.
We can suggest things, but also, like, I want to know what you believe is an appropriate, because it's not about punishment, it's about making amends and reconciling. I'll speak for myself as Roma Downey. My trust in you has been a little bit broken, and I don't feel like I can trust you as an angelic fellow chore doer. How do you feel like you can repair my trust?
Beautiful.
By taking on a chore that no one else has ever been willing to do and completing it.
Whoa.
Taking on the most onerous and avoided task on the chore wheel.
No, I want to be the wheel guy.
Which one are you talking about?
Oh, we all know it. Because it's the one none of us would ever pick.
Oh.
Not that one.
Yeah. No, not possible. It's too dangerous, Dirk.
I don't know which one it is.
I've had to do impossible tasks before, and I've felt the sting of that failure. So I'm not afraid of it.
He's going to say it right now. He's going to say
it. He's going to say it.
Watch out.
The one task that we all know that no angel
has. Wait, before you say that task.
Okay,
before
yes,
you say
God.
That task. Woo. Dirk, obviously, you feel that you want some sort of punishment from us. Like that's kind of what I'm getting from you, because I feel like a lot of what's happened with you has been mostly blameless. But you requested this, so you can go ahead and do that one huge task that none of us want to do, and none of us can even bring ourselves to say aloud.
No, every time we don't, it just raises the stakes on how big and bad it is.
Yes.
I'm so stressed out.
Or you can prove to us right now that you're not the kind of person who runs away from responsibility or abandons things or avoids things just because they're difficult. And you can tell us if you like Crashly Grenadine.
Yes. Oh, this is good. I like this. Yeah.
I like this.
It's a consequence, not a punishment. And it's also repair, all in one.
I look back at the chore wheel and my many, many eyes blink. And they focus on the one slice of the chore wheel pie that's like dusty. And the letters on it are like on fire. There's like kind of infernal script that it seems to be surrounded by almost haunting music. And I look back at the gang. And I say, I don't think that it's appropriate for a being that lives as long as us and experiences as much as us to be involved with a human being. I don't like Crashly.
Yeah, I knew it.
What?
And I also think it's really gross and weird that demons are doing dates and stuff with Susan Wexler, who in my eyes is like basically a baby.
Should I cancel my date with her?
You're going on a date with Susan Wexler?
Of course.
Joey Jammies, you're basically half demon at this point.
You're crazy. If I didn't know that already, I'd pee my pants.
And there's just blood coming down my eyes. Oh, God.
Derek, then why are you leading this girl on?
Well, I can sense that she needs something, and I'm trying to be the thing that she needs.
I think you need
also,
to be...
I don't think she really likes me either, to be honest. I think she likes having a boyfriend. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for real.
Yeah, yeah, I get that impression.
That
from
seems really
Crashly,
fair, yeah.
Which also, I kind of feel like that is probably the safest environment for Crashly as well.
Yeah, also, I'm just feeling really satisfied to have an answer on the Crashly Grenadine thing. And part of me, like, does want you to tell her just because I'd like to, like, know how that goes. But I think Chad Riel's right that, like, she'd probably go buck wild if you broke up with her right now, and we don't need that.
But if it's what's right and that's what you require, then I'll do it.
Oh, I already sent her a letter.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Joey Jammies, who are you really?
I think we... What? I'm scared.
Yeah, Joey Jammies. I actually... Can we check the angelic records? Do we have a Joey Jammies in our...
Oh, no.
1218, check the wheel.
But that's... Okay, let's see.
Joey is just backing up towards...
Wait a minute. There's a Joshua Jammies. But no Joey Jammies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my full name is Joshua, and I go by Joey Jammies as a nickname.
Oh, you think?
You think?
Wait, but we are all omniscient, right?
I thought so.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't remember a goddamn Joey Jammies.
Yeah,
no.
Don't remember Joey Jammies.
Who are you? Reveal yourself, demon.
Be you angel, demon, human, some kind of fourth meal?
I poke the soft tummy of Joey Jammies.
That's cute.
Cheryl pops out.
Oh! Oops. Looks like I tricked you. And Cheryl brings a huge scythe down on Derek from the poke.
Oh, my God.
What?
And splits him in twain.
What?
Whoa.
Looks like I got him. Bye-bye, fellas. I got a date.
Derek, are you okay?
No, there's two of me.
Great, yeah. So Cheryl disappears. There's two Dereks before us.
Whoa.
Do you want us to put you back together? Because, like, we can do that.
Yes, please. And the other Derek goes, no, I don't want to.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's his good and evil sides.
Yeah, his angelic side and his more demon side.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want to do chores. Chores suck.
I'm going to smush them back together if I can.
Wait.
No, wait.
It seems unwise.
Oh.
You can't. Remember, okay. We operate on consent.
Right. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
And that the duo Derek says he doesn't want it.
But I do want it. No, I don't.
Oh, no. We can't force them if they don't want to be one.
Come on, Mean Derek. Give me a hug. No.
Mean Derek, what do you need?
Yeah, what do you need, Mean Derek?
Oh, like a milkshake?
A milkshake?
Wait. Mean Derek. Do you like Crashly Grenadine?
Do you, Chadriel?
What? Well,
no, I like Susan Wexler. That's been established.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. I just got caught up with the mean Dirk.
Yeah, he's feels a bit of a troublemaker. Okay, so you want a milkshake? Roma Downey snaps her fingers, has a milkshake, and it's like, here's a milkshake.
I have a question. Is there some kind of evil lurking in all of us that can be easily split?
No.
I don't think so, but I don't know if easily would also be the word. I mean, this was a really big deal. What just happened?
Yeah, this is
this is unprecedented, and the universe has looped around a lot.
Yeah.
I'm in shock.
Yeah, I'm concerned, but I feel pretty good. But also I'm concerned, and I'm worried that maybe this is a sign that I wasn't meant to be an angel at all.
What?
Whoa.
What do you think, Mean Derek? Mean Derek? I look over, good Derek looks over his shoulder, and Mean Derek has pulled the unspeakable chore off the chore wheel.
No!
Wait. Whoa!
Mean Derek.
Yes! Yes!
And he goes, don't worry, I'm on it. And then he poofs away.
Yes! What did it say? What did it say?
I can't remember now that it's gone.
Great, now we got to get a new chore for that wheel. Oh, dagnabbit.
And somewhere the head keeper of this universe is just like, well, great, now something for me to come up with.
Wow. Two Derek's.
DJ Samples just like turning over in his sleep.
Yeah. Oh. He's just spinning another remix and is just like, oh, God, this. All right. Yeah. So good Derek, you are there. Mean Derek has split with the unspeakable chore that no angel will touch.
I feel different. I feel mostly me and only 1% turkey.
Derek.
I think. Mean Derek is like mostly turkey and 1% Derek.
So are turkeys inherently evil?
I think that's what I'm coming to learn.
Joshua Jammies pops in and is like, what did I miss?
Joshua, we missed you.
Oh, Joshua.
And I hug Joshua Jammies. Is Joshua Jammies also a teddy bear?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Jammies.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
Derek, I have an idea. I think that maybe your chore is getting Mean Derek under control, which is kind of like getting yourself under control. You know what I mean?
Wow. My chore is working on myself.
Yeah, Derek, I think your chore is to get Mean Derek to agree to join back with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or defeat him.
Defeat him. I like giving Derek options.
Yes.
Yeah. I like having another out if it, you know, he's really against it, but I'm going to really aim for the like compassionate fused back together route.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess what we're saying is if that's not capable, then violence in this one instance, in terms of ending the existence of this aberration, will be tolerated and allowed.
Oh, I've seen the latest season of your show, Roma. I know that violence is always an option.
We've had to take, again, at this point, season-wise, we've had to take a pretty sharp turn into new genre territory.
Yeah, you changed the name of the show from Touched by an Angel to Killed by an Angel.
I'm not pleased with it. I'm working on it, okay? This isn't about me.
Should we also bring up the fact that Roma Downey is married to Mark Burnett? The human?
What?
I can change him.
Wait, what does that mean?
been resurrected a few times. Or not resurrected. What's that one when they keep coming back?
Reincarnated.
Yeah, he's been reincarnated a bunch of times, so he's not that young.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It is a work in progress, I know. It is an extra chore that I added on. I'm trying to make this time around him not be the absolute piece of shit that he is in almost every universe.
Good.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But okay. I am aware that there are some problematic elements that I am dealing with in my own life.
You can't change him. You have to realize.
None of us is perfect. We are perfectly imperfect, perfect beings.
I love that. That was beautiful, Bubbles.
Thank you.
I like the episode where you caused the opioid crisis.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Joshua.
So, Derek, do you accept this chore?
I do. And 1218, if you'll write it down and put it on that pie slice that's missing, I'll take it.
Sure thing. Let me just get a permanent marker and a little slide. And I open up a permanent marker and it's just like made from dark matter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then does anybody have any tape? Oh.
Bubble, does 1218 always make that noise when he's writing?
Yeah. Every time. Yeah. It's his thing.
Uh-oh. Someone spilled water on the ground.
Oh, well, whoops. All right. Listeners, do you agree with this?
I agree. Yes.
I agree.
Devil's advocate, do you feel like the one you're advocating for is taken care of in this?
Derek, I know a lot has happened to you in the last couple minutes.
Yeah.
But just want to make sure you're okay with this, bud?
Yeah, you're so strong.
All right. He seems to have informed consent, so.
All right. Then I, as the aggrieved, say, seeing Derek follow through on this, and Roma points her finger over at Derek, then I will agree to it. That works for me as well. And you see Roma go from her angelic form, which is just sort of floating red hair all over the place and like a little tornado, take back her more familiar Roma Downey shape and says, I believe in you, Derek. I want to believe in you.
I believe in me too. And just know this, Bubble, Roma, mm-hmm. Chadriel, Joshua, if I, 1218.
Thank you.
If I feel like I can't do this by myself and that my new teenage friends can't help me, I will ask you for help. And I take the slice off the pie.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
And you all just feel the universe shift just a little bit as a chore locks into place and locks down.
The chore has been chosen.
Yep. And Derek, you have a new chore. Yeah, you need to deal with mean Derek one way or the other.
Wow. I have to tell you all, it feels really, really good to have a chore again.
Good.
Aw, that's all we wanted.
Also, if you've never been to a place called Panda Express, you have to try it.
Ooh,
what
I
is
love
it?
Pandas.
They don't eat real pandas there, Joshua.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's that. Send me back out of that goose's mouth.
Do you want us to send you back to where you came from, Derek, or do you want us to send you back to your home?
Send me back through the mouth of the goose, because this is a journey that I have to undo as much as do.
You don't exit through the mouth, unfortunately.
Wait.
It's unidirectional.
It's gross.
Oh, wait. So, oh, wow.
Close yes. your eyes.
That's what goose
poop
is. Well,
wait, I might have changed my mind.
And Derek, with a squelch, you arrive where you left, like 18 inches further down, 1 inch off the grass on the shore of Wild Goose Beach, Ontario.
Yeah, and for the people walking by, it was very much like that scene from Ace Ventura where he comes out of the rhino.
Yeah. The goose seems, I mean, not like it really enjoyed the experience, but not too bothered. And then looks to you and opens its mouth and says, the thingy is done. And then it toddles off, waddling on its little legs.
Yes. I'm sorry, geese. I have something I need to do. And when the geese honk back to me, Derek is delighted and maybe just a little unsettled to discover that he can no longer understand what they're saying.
Oh.
Honk, 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 honk.
And then are you flying back?
I can't.
Oh.
So I start walking.
Oh.
Whoa.
So you're, oh, because you're not turkey anymore.
I'm not turkey enough to fly.
I see. Okay, great. Well, then with that, Derek Pfeiffer, you are losing the twerky become one.
Oh.
Aww.
Move, because you don't need to worry about being affected by your turkey instincts.
But evil Derek has that.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Evil Derek has mostly that.
Yeah. Mostly yeah. Vicious turkey instincts. And you start to head back. Great.
I think, yeah, evil Derek's first move is probably going to be putting a gang of people who are willing to follow him around together. Because that's where turkeys feel most comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I agree. Derek, as you start to walk back, you see a familiar shape in the distance at a picnic table at the beach, and you see Chadriel in his human form sitting there, and it looks like he just wanted to have like a one-on-one with you before he goes back to L.A.
I sit down at the picnic table, and I'm delighted to see that he's already gone to Panda Express.
Got your favorite, bud. Mixed vegetables.
Wow. Mixed vegetables. And I hope this rice is, yep, plain. Perfect.
Oh my gosh.
And the two of you have like a nice meal of Panda Express. Any final words from you, Chadriel, before you head back to the set of Boy Meets World?
To Derek, I go, hey, I know you have a rough road ahead, but those kids that you hang out with, they're really special and they really care about you. So I want you to take care of yourself.
Okay, I will. And hey, Chadriel?
Yeah.
I really like your chaps.
Hey, thanks, man.
And we high five and freeze frame.
Great.
Tyler, I would love to request.
Please.
After Derek leaves, I would love to have Chadriel take out a Nokia brick cell phone and call. Chadriel says, yeah, it was just like you said. It seemed like they wanted him to fail. Seems like they want everyone to fail.
Bastards. Oh my
God. It's Chadriel.
I have one question.
Mm-hmm. I have none.
Is this Chadriel getting turned by the devil?
Chadriel is currently getting influenced by the devil for certain. Yeah.
Great. I love it.
The phone call ends, he'll hang up, look at the camera and go, guess I might be Chad to the bone.
Chad.
Oh my.
Yes. And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Holy shit. Chad to the bone.
Thank you so much, James.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
James, do you have anything you want to promote? Anything you would like people to check out?
You know, if people like the politics of angels, you can always check out Campaign Skyjacks, which deals with that occasionally. And if you like RPGs and RPG-related stuff, you can always check out the Ultimate RPG Guide series, my new book, the Ultimate RPG Character Backstory Guide Expanded Genres Edition, just came out. And, you know, I would love more people to pick it up and review it.
I love it.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Thank you, James.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Patreon for bonus episodes, special deliveries, and tons of other random and delightful content produced for and sometimes with you. Until next time, watch out for Campaign Skyjacks. Campaign Skyjacks takes place in an original setting inspired by folktales and classic adventure fiction. James D'Amato leads Liz Anderson, John Patrick Cohen, Tyler Davis, Johnny O'Mara, and in recent episodes, Nathan Blades, as they tell a tale of daring sky pirates, giant birds, and the terror of a cursed sea. It's funny, dramatic, and at times emotionally devastating. Just search for Campaign Skyjacks or James D'Amato on iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app. Enjoy!
Oh, there might be a delay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see. Claire, will you respond to me right now?
Yeah, there's a delay.
Oh. The internet does have extremely good comedic timing.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship. and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.